Competition-wise, it's different. You have different guys, different heights, different weights, different styles. So you always go in there with a set game plan, but in a fight, everything changes. So the game plan might have to be adjusted midway through, halfway through, at the beginning. My fight with Jordan, like I said, he was a shorter opponent, but he was a lot heavier than me. So I knew doing takedowns probably wouldn't be a good idea. Doing trips and sweeps would be better. So that's what I just kept in the back of my mind. But because I was taller than him, I used my height and my reach. So that's how I was able to just kind of move off. So push him off at times when I could. Just keep on striking. Get in, get out, just outright, just tire him down. Because so that was more of my game plan, just to push his endurance and his cardio to see how far into the fight he can last.
Okay. Tell us a bit about your semifinal bout.
The semifinal bout was against Germany. He was a taller dude than me, roughly about the same size. So I knew this was going to be a pretty much well stand-up battle as far as trading kicks and punches. So I'm confident in my hands and my kicking ability from my basis in Taekwondo. And like I said before, I'm confident in my hands from my boxer training for 40 Rigo. So I wasn't questionable with that. It was just more, because he was smaller, was how cardio fit he was and how endurance fit he was. But also in saying that, because he was roughly around the same size, I knew I could implement my wrestling and my takedowns and my grills on it. So that's actually what I done in the first few seconds of the match. Yeah. He caught me with a nice leg kick, I ended up grabbing it, done a takedown, we started exchanging, I slipped the punch, Renny and picked him up, slammed him, and then we just started hashing it off from there. And so it was a very, very, very exciting fight. It's probably one of my better fights that I've actually had.
All right, so how do you prepare for fights of this magnitude?
Lots of force training, from weights to endurance exercises to networking drills to tire pulls, tire lifts, beach work. Man, I'm up 5:30 every morning for about 3 months before competition. I'm training for an hour, go ahead and get a bath, go work at my job, which is burning the gas, work all day, lifting and moving appliances, knock off from there, go straight home, change. I go straight up 40 Rigo's gym, working skill work, endurance exercises, big work. Also doing training with Nicky Bascom, who is Bermuda's best prospect in boxing. He was a smaller fighter, younger guy than me, but he's real agile. So that helps me as well as being a larger size fighter, which always is a good thing. So yeah, just cross train. After that, knock off from there. Go down to Bermuda Squash Club and then work with Devrin O. Simmons, who is my strength and conditioning coach. And we will spend anywhere from 2 hours to 3 hours down there in the evening time doing all kind of muscle endurance drills, fast twitch muscles, slow twitch muscles, and just getting it done.
All right. And how was your final preparations leading up to this here? I know you talked about you went to Canada for a few weeks to brush up and just get it all done?
Yes, yes. The final prep was Extreme Couture up in Canada, which is an MMA club. So I was doing anywhere between 3 to 4 hour training sessions a day, which consisted of 8 hours. Something new, which is wrestling, because we don't actually do wrestling with the audience. So that was something brand new that I had to learn. And also Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu, which we don't actually do with the audience. So that was something new I had to learn as well, which all contributes to a fight for footwork drills, wrestling for sweeps, the wrestling for takedowns, they actually practice Greco-Roman wrestling, which is the oldest form of wrestling, which is a lot more intense than the regular shootbox wrestling or collegiate wrestling. So that's what they actually are focused on. So that helped me out as well. Done boxing training drills, awesome conditioning drills, like I said. After every training session, it was at least half an hour just spent on just exhausting every little bit of energy that I had. Right. So there was times where I was crawling off the mat. but it all paid off.
All right, so what's next for you?
Next is the Sunder World Cup. That's another prestigious event. It's only the top four competitors in each weight division qualify for. That will be in the southern part of China. As of yet, I don't have the exact location, but once I get it, then I'll just start preparing for that. Also, saying that being prepared for it also means that I have to go back to my sponsors again and try to get some more funding from them. My job done, actually, granted me the time to go train, plus the time to actually go and participate. So big ass done also joined with that. Sovereign's Jeweler, who is one of my sponsors, they've been my sponsor since 2006, actually. They've always helped me out. Another sponsor is Teachers Rugby Association. They helped me out as well, who I'm actually a member of the rugby club. Ryan, Franklin Travel, they helped me out. Bermuda Squash Club, I couldn't ever get it done. That's what I do on my cardio work too. They helped me out a lot.